Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening, welcome to Gia Lai News. On the morning of July the 23rd, in commemoration of the 78th anniversary of war in Valais and Martyrs' Day, the Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee and Fatherland Front Committee of Gia Lai Province solemnly held a wreath laying, incense offering and memorial ceremony at the Martyrs' Cemetery in Quy Nhơn Nam Ward. Attending the ceremony were central government leaders, including Deputy Prime Minister Hồ Đức Phước, Senior Lieutenant General Nguyễn Hồng Thái, Deputy Minister of National Defense, Trương Hải Long, Deputy Minister of Home Affairs, and Major General Trần Thanh Hải, Deputy Commander of Military Region 5. From Gia Lai Province, the delegation included Hồ Quốc Dũng, Provincial Party Secretary, Ra Lăng Chung, Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, Phạm Anh Tuấn, Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Châu Ngọc Tuấn, Head of the Provincial Delegation of National Assembly Deputies, and Nguyễn Ngọc Lương, Chairman of the Provincial Fatherland Front Committee. The ceremony took place at the Monument to the Nation's Meritorious. Delegations laid wreath with the words "Forever grateful to the heroic martyrs," offered incense and observed a moment of silence to express deep respect and gratitude to the immense sacrifices of the heroes and martyrs who gave their lives for the revolution at the country's independence and freedom. After the main ceremony, delegates lit incense at martyrs' graves. Later the same day, the provincial leaders also offered flowers at the monument of Nguyễn Sinh Sắc, Nguyễn Tất Thành, paying tribute and honoring the contributions of President Hồ Chí Minh and his father Nguyễn Sinh Sắc.
On the morning of July the 23rd, Deputy Prime Minister Hồ Đức Phước, together with a delegation from the central government and leaders of Gia Lai province, visited and presented gifts to policy beneficiary families and those who render service to the revolution in celebration of the 78th anniversary of war in Valais and Martyrs' Day, July 27, 1947, July 27, 2025. The delegation visited and gave gifts to Mr. Trương Đắc Khoa, a war invalid with an 82% disability, and Mr. Lê Văn Thoa, a 29% disabled invalid. At its stop, Deputy Prime Minister Hồ Đức Phước expressed heartfelt gratitude for the sacrifices and immense contributions of war invalids, sick soldiers, martyrs, their families, and all those who devoted themselves to the country's struggle for independence and freedom. He also inquired about the health and daily lives, offering warm encouragements and appreciation. On this occasion, the Deputy Prime Minister called on provincial leaders to continue prioritizing support for policy beneficiaries. He urged local authorities to strengthen efforts to care for their material and spiritual well-being, and to ensure they receive better support and improved living conditions under the National Gratitude Program.
The Standing Committee of the Gia Lai Provincial Party Committee has issued Plan No. 3 outlining the communication strategy for party congresses at all levels leading up to the first Gia Lai Provincial Party Congress for the 2025-2030 term and the 14th National Party Congress. The plan aims to foster unity in ideology and action across the entire provincial party organization, generate widespread public consensus, and contribute to the successful organization of all-level congresses, especially the upcoming first provincial party congress. It also seeks to inspire patriotism, a development mindset, and determination to successfully implement the new terms resolutions. Communication activities will be implemented in four peak phases starting in July and continuing through the 14th National Party Congress.
Key content included highlighting Yalai's major achievements, reviewing results of the 2020-2025 term, promoting the draft Congress documents, emphasizing growth pillars and breakthroughs, showcasing the party's leadership role and public expectations. Communication methods will be diverse and wide-reaching, such as press and mass media coverage, social media engagement, visual and street-level campaigns, cultural performances and patriotic emulation movements, competitions at party knowledge, local media outlets with dedicated sections to the Congress, public feedback on draft documents, and livestream celebratory art programs. The Provincial Party Committee's Commission for Information and Education and the Mass Mobilization Committee will take the lead in directing, organizing, and distributing communication materials, while also guiding and monitoring public opinion. Relevant departments, sectors, the Vietnam Fatherland Front, and mass organizations will ramp up communication, host celebratory events, and launch vibrant emulation campaigns across the province.
Recently, in Quy Nhơn Ward, the Yalai Provincial Federation of Labor, in collaboration with G8 Limited Company, organized the Honda Sport Chichon 2025 program for union members and workers from grassroots trade unions under the Provincial Federation. The event attracts nearly 800 participants. Attendees had to attend to take part in a lucky draw to win various prizes, such as free oil change vouchers, thermal bottles, trusting bags, raincoats, caps, helmets, keychains, and sticker sets, each gift valued at around 120,000 VND. In addition, GA Limited Company offered many other practical gifts to those attending. To encourage greater participation, the Provincial Federation of Labor also provided transportation support for union members and workers traveling to the event. More than just a recreational activity, Honda Sports Chichon 2025 served as a meaningful initiative to bring joy, promote engagement, and demonstrate the care and support of both trade unions and businesses for the well-being and welfare of the workforce.
At around 3 a.m. today, Tuy Phuc Traffic Police Station under the Yalai Provincial Police Department, coordinated with Tuy Phuc Commune Police and the Yalai Provincial Department of Animal Health, to temporarily detain a truck with the license plate 368-04436. The vehicle was driven by Bùi Văn Mai, 46 years old, from Thanh Hóa, and the owner was identified as Phạm Văn Tưởng, 37 years old, also from Thanh Hóa. Upon inspection, the truck was found carrying 54 pigs, all showing symptoms of African swine fever, lethargy, weakness, skin hemorrhages, and diarrhea. Authorities have seized the vehicles and animals and are conducting testing to confirm the disease and take appropriate action. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.